Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August the 14th. The grains closed the mix with December corn down 3/4 at 338, November beans down 3/4 at 898 and 3/4, and September wheat up 3 1/4 cents at $5 even money. We saw that big Egyptian purchase of Russian wheat. I would have thought that would have hurt the wheat market, but it didn't. They're talking about the lowest carryout in 6 years, which is true. So maybe that pushed it up a little bit. Funds are a little bit short in weight. But the real competing rumors today. First rumor, Reuters came out with a story that said the Chinese-U.S. meeting is postponed tomorrow. And there was no date set for future. And that, I thought, would have had people concerned out here. But the news was out for a good hour and a half before the market closed, and we really didn't do anything. Beans only closed 3/4 cent off their high. They couldn't trade higher on the day, but you know, it's a little bit disappointing. I would have liked to have seen them close higher. But the other competing rumor was the fact that they claim that somewhere around 37 million acres of corn and beans have been damaged to some extent in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. I think it's pretty bad out there. I think these talks about 300 to 400 million bushels of corn in Iowa alone are realistic, and we could be shaving these carryouts significantly. And, you know, if the Chinese do want to buy corn and beans in here and continue to buy it, you know, I think we can move these markets a lot higher. I'd like to see on Monday, December corn close over 340. I'd like to see November beans close over 905. I'd like to see the wheat just close higher. And then I think we can get something going out here. The beans did open lower. They were about 5 cents lower. It came back and only closed 3/4 cent lower. That wasn't too bad. Again, I would have liked to have seen them close over $9 at least here today. But really, we're just kind of fighting these rumors. Postponement of this meeting, the Chinese have a meeting every August of high-level officials. They don't say when or where it's at. It might be because of that the meeting got postponed. Maybe they're having their private meetings now and they extended it. Who knows? But we only saw the report on Reuters, no place else. So I question how accurate that is, but it's out there. So we'll have to see if the hotter, drier weather next week can spark some reaction. If the corn can move a little bit higher, chase the funds in here. They're short 170,000 contracts or so. I would love to see that happen. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.